bumped her head and bruised it, trying to get through the tiny door. Afterwards, I went to tell her, but it was a he I fell to, nodded at my words indifferently. And of course, when this would happen, there was still a she to tap on my shoulder from the other side. But it wasn't her that looked in. Close perhaps, but like some bookend that had come misshapen from its mate. So I told myself, there must be some way I can make them just be who I want to be with all the time. Or it kept me at a distance, but my senses kept insisting it was much more interesting inside. Incident when I kicked out some rowdy shouting something near the door. They said that I'd looked afraid, and if I didn't act my age, well then they'd have to hold me back next time. I laughed and said that it would take more than just two freaks to make me stop if something interrupted us again. And with that we started shoving back and forth until a sudden move caught me completely off my guard. They reached around, surrounding me within a wall of flesh. I found my only freedom left was in my hand, which dangled up and down between their sides until I jerked and seemed to watch it flutter down upon their joint. Gleaming circle with the ends now pried apart. Then I lifted up the cover, softly, like it was my lover, and I felt him shuddering inside. As I clamped the metal on it, something like a liquid donut shimmered as the Holy Union flexed. Then the people screamed and shouted as the donut grew and sprouted little bitty dust balls made of fire. Sent it down the lines that finally ended in screams, joy, pain, and fear. For soon the cripples would be walking, and the dummies would be talking. But no one knew exactly how or why. Take your clothes off, I commanded, like a bold and common bandit basking in a feeling of control. I was standing back behind them with a length of line to time once their nakedness had been revealed. Kneel, I said, becoming heated, for the task had been completed. And I felt my goal was drawing near. Then I heard a little snicker. What was that? I said, and quickly giggled, spread infection in the room. Stop it, stop it, stop, I said. But it seemed to spread and spread. Stop it, or I won't show you anymore.
We can't believe that you're so dumb to think we needed anyone to show us what we've known about for years.
I screamed in disbelief, so certain that I was a thief that took away their purity. I said, but what about the other night when she and I were locked so tight? Laughter drowned me out, so I stopped.
What makes you think it was her?
The mocking voices said with words that sliced me open fast and quick. But I know it must have been because I smelled her heated skin and...
Don't you see there is no she now? Don't you see there is no she now? Don't you see there is no she now? Don't you see there is no she now?
So I saw there was no she, but there was only them and me, and they were laughing in my... my face too loud.
So I reached into my pocket and I'm feeling like a dog. If you could suck my fingertips
along
spread
my limbs and up my butt and focus just below my guts and made me hold my breath before the
could
blade
fall and last and free me from the anger and the screaming.
So I slit the Holy Union, turning it into a wound that gaped apart and bled upon the ground.
Calling me to fire my passion as I stared into the gas, quivered like a bird and ripped
so
out.
So great upon my throbbing penis was the pull toward this Venus,
but there was no thought of it at all.
Only all-consuming lust to be inflamed and face disgust and smile about it while I came inside.
So I slipped my dick into it, thrusting into pain and spewing blood around the room.
I
so needed
I thought
more.
It that much harder. Fast, I pushed apart the shoulders that were down below my waist.
Screams were slicing up the air as eyes rolled up and teeth were bared. My lips stretched too tight and tried to tear.
To this sick, distorted fusion, so it came and so did I.
Madly with my face contorted, I convulsed and shoved apart the shoulders that I
recollect
hard. And a ripping, sickening sound of flesh is splitting as I dipped it towards
and
up.
Just before I
hit the floor.
A big black hole.
I noticed one was rolling over, showing me a smooth, unblemished thigh that ended in a red eruption just below her belly button. But maybe it was only in my mind.
Pain and pleasure are the twins that slightly out of focus spin around us until we finally understand that everything that gives us pleasure also gives us pain to measure it by. And I also realize that all our lives we love illusion, neatly caught between confusion. The need to know we are alive.